Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
In the Trib today, veteran baseball writer Paul Sullivan writes about the White Sox changes, and he says, don't stop now. What else do you want, Paul? Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Well, if you get a clean house, then clean it.
Yeah, so you'd like to see other changes in the front office, is that it?
Well, I just think that departments in the White Sox that could use some refreshing, and marketing department is number one. The attendance there is down this year. Obviously, the team is a major factor in that, but there's always ways to get around that if you have some creative ideas. I don't think the White Sox have come up with too many, so I think that's where I'd start.
And you think, as you wrote, the nonstop protests of Sox fans had a lot to do with this happening now rather than at the end of the season?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it, you know, I think it had something to do with it, period. I don't know whether it was the reason it happened right now. That's kind of puzzling to me. The timing was kind of strange that they did it with, you know, 5 weeks left in the season. But I do think the White Sox fans... constant harping on the management and the way the last two seasons have gone factored into this, because you have to realize that Ken Williams, as he even said in Reinstorf's statement, was like a son to Reinstorf, and for him to make a move like that really shows the frustration that he's had with this team and the direction of the team. I think Rick Hahn is an easier one. They could have just fired him and let Kenny pick his successor, but I think fans were pretty upset with Kenny too, because they really do look at those two as a tag team.
Sully, good morning. I know some people have suggested the timing of it, that somehow there has to be some kind of connection to the Crane story that broke the day before about the stadium situation. I mean, do you think there's anything to that, or you think this is just coincidental in terms of the chronology of it?
I don't know. It is very strange that it did come out like one day after the Crane story that, you know, surprised a lot of people about them possibly looking for a new stadium, maybe even looking for a new city. There are 6 years left on the lease at Guaranteed Rate Field, obviously, so the Sox are correct in that, you know, if you're going to make some changes there, you would have to look in advance. However, I have never heard anyone say they had any issues with the Guaranteed Rate Field other than the fans complaining about the upper deck and all that. I think the changes they've made in the last renovation, I think it was early 2000s, really improved the ballpark. And I think it's a much more pleasant place to go to nowadays. So, you know, possibly could be the area. They don't like that anymore. Or it possibly could be that Reinsdorf is just getting ready to sell the team and, you know, doesn't really care if they move out of town or what.
Well, scrolling through social media last night, so a lot of fans, I don't know if they were Sox fans or not, but saying throw bags of money at Theo Epstein, whatever it takes. any chance you see that happening?
Not really. I think that I like the concept. Theo obviously did a great job in Boston and on the north side, and he's got the gravitas that I think Sox fans would like to, you know, to see someone that they know can do it, that they've seen do it in the past. I don't know if that's what Theo is interested in anymore. I know he was always talking about ownership of the team. I know he's involved in the commissioner's office right now, working with Manfred. He was very instrumental in the rules changes, including the pitch clock that speeded up the game and was a huge success, or has been so far. I don't know if he would do it, but I do agree that, you know, if you should at least ask him And then I think once he declines, it'll come down to, you know, a Theo-like executive who's available that has the same kind of designs and you know, forward thinking about the future of baseball. And a guy that I think is very interesting is David Stearns, who was the president of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball ops and did a great job up there with a very small budget. Right now he's working for them as in kind of a consulting capacity, but he'd be a guy that I think would be very interesting.
I know you're critical and you write about the communications department and the marketing department in your column in the Trib today, but you got to admit the White Sox have stolen the headlines from the Cubs now, despite the fact that the Cubs are winning lately. They finally did it.
You're telling me, yeah. I'm in Detroit covering the Cubs, and I was writing about the White Sox from the Tigers ballpark last night. So yeah.
It's
they certainly have. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the way they wanted to steal the attention, but
no.
Yes,
this is what they have to do to do it. Veteran baseball writer at the Trib, Paul Sullivan. Do we call you the Dean now? Are you the Dean, Paul?
No, Bob, we've gone over this. Do not. I am the oldest, but there's only one Dean, and he was the best, Jerome Holtzman.
Yeah. Okay.
The guy.
And it gets upset with me when I refer to him as the Dean,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so.
No,
well, we can call you the Dean, too, Bob.
That's right. That's right, Paul.
Is there anyone that's been around longer than you in Chicago radio?
Suddenly, we're completely out of time to talk to Paul Sullivan.
Yeah, bad connection. Yeah.
All right. Go Cubs. Thanks for the time this morning and getting up for us. So, although the Cubs are playing early today, aren't they?
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm heading out there in a few minutes. So it's a little cloudy here. It might be a little rain before the game, but it looks like they're going to get it in.
Thanks for talking to us this morning about the White Sox, Paul. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Dave.
Thanks, Paul.